This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in an attack on his private residence early Wednesday, according to a statement from the country's interim prime minister, who called the killing a, quote, hateful, inhumane, and barbaric act. His wife, the First Lady, was also shot in the overnight attack and hospitalized, according to interim premier Claude Joseph. Haiti has grown increasingly unstable and disgruntled under Moïse even before the assassination. The president ruled by decree for more than 2 years after the country failed to hold elections and the opposition demanded he step down in recent months. In the early morning hours of Wednesday, the streets of Haiti were largely empty in the capital Port-au-Prince, but some people ransacked businesses in one area. Joseph said police have been deployed to the National Palace and will be sent to other areas. He condemned the assassination as a, quote, hateful, inhumane, and barbaric act. In a statement, he said some of the attackers spoke Spanish, but offered no further explanation. He later said in a radio address they spoke Spanish or English, again offering no details. The White House described the attack as horrific and tragic and said it was still gathering information on what happened. These troubles come as Haiti still tries to recover from the devastating 2010 earthquake and Hurricane Matthew that struck in 2016. Opposition leaders accused Moïse, who was 53, of seeking to increase his power. In recent months, opposition leaders demanded he step down, arguing that his term legally ended in February 2021. Haiti was scheduled to hold general elections later this year. Again, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in an attack on his private residence early Wednesday, according to a statement from the country's interim prime minister. This is VOA News.